T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here, we have been talking about abortion my entire life, and I don't know what has happened just in the last year where things have gotten more extreme. Have they not? Do you, you know, it felt to me like there was certainly not a detente, not a detente. I mean, the pro-life crowd has not been willing to accept abortion on demand in the United States. I'm in that category, but the pro-choice crowd is now pushing for abortions all the way through the third trimester and very excited about that. And I think that's offended a lot of people, that excitement, that exuberance. Well, Steve Roberts is our ABC News political analyst. He joins us now to talk about abortion, not just as a personal issue, but as a political issue in the 2020 presidential race. And Steve, I noticed that President Trump waded in this today, and he seemed to be something, maybe a moderating force isn't the right term, but he's certainly not going to the same position that the folks in Alabama have gone.
Well, that's because, you know, abortion is such a volatile and incendiary issue, and there's no doubt that it has helped Donald Trump. There's no doubt that his promise to appoint conservative justices who would repeal Roe v. Wade was an energizing, galvanizing force, particularly among conservative Christians. Mm-hmm. But there is the risk of a backlash. Over the weekend, when you had Senator Kristen Gillibrand of New York talking about Trump waging a war on women, that's a resonant phrase. And so Trump is not embracing the most extreme elements of that Alabama law because he is worried about the backlash. But the fact is that, you know, this way the issue is framed in America, pro-choice or pro-life, mm-hmm. misses the point. The fact is a majority of Americans are somewhere in the middle. They do believe in the basic principle of Roe, the basic idea that a woman should have a right to choose, but they also will accept reasonable restrictions. They don't believe in abortion on demand. They don't believe in unlimited access. They believe in reason, reasonable restrictions. And but if you just listen to the purists on both sides, you miss that point.
Yeah, you know, a few months ago when the law passed in New York and the buildings were all lit up in pink, which is quite ironic to me, since a lot of the children who are deliberately aborted are women or little girls who aren't born into life. I think that Democrats push too hard, and a lot of people who don't really find themselves as strong proponents or opponents here were kind of offended by that exuberant reaction and the cheers and the celebrations that were associated with that third trimester abortion push.
I agree with you.
But now I feel like maybe Republicans Alabama, at least, have gone to the point where leaving out the three exceptions that most people felt like were almost mandatory, incest and rape, that maybe Republicans have done a tit for tat and gone too far.
Yeah, look, the polling is very interesting. Gallup has done this over and over again over many years, and they've asked this question. And only about 20% of Americans say that abortion should be banned completely. Mm-hmm. And only about 30% say it should be legal under all circumstances, those two extreme views. More than 50% say it should be legal, but it should be reasonable. You know, one of the phrases you heard from the Clintons was it should be safe, legal, and rare. And I agree with you that, yes, this issue can galvanize the basis, but most Americans are somewhere in the middle. And this is one of the reasons why not only Trump, but Republican leaders in the Congress really uneasy with the draconian nature of these bills Alabama and other places.
Do you think a Democrat candidate running for president, though, could repeat what the Clintons said about the you know, safe, legal, and rare. My impression from the outside is that that has become not an acceptable position within the Democrat Party today.
I think it's unacceptable, and it's always been unacceptable to the more extreme liberals. But again, they don't speak for the party. There's been a huge misunderstanding about the power of the left in the Democratic Party. And everybody looks at AOC and looks at Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and say the Democrats are lurching to the left and that's how they won the Congress. That's total misreading of the politics of America. The majority in the Congress and the White House, the road does not go through the Bronx, right?
Right.
It goes through Richmond and it goes through Cleveland and it goes through Detroit and it does not go through the Bronx. And those are loud liberal voices in the Democratic Party, but the Democrats would be making a huge mistake if they think that that's where the middle America really is.
Steve Roberts, our ABC News political analyst. I appreciate it this morning. Thank you.
Sure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.